Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
We got a food fight shaping up in Washington over what the federal government should and shouldn't be telling us about our diets. Every 5 years, the USDA updates its official dietary guidelines. We've seen the little triangle-shaped guidelines on food and what you should be eating, and the 2015 guidelines are expected to be published by the end of the year. One of the things that's becoming the focus of debate is milk. These guidelines have long recommended low-fat or non-fat milk over whole milk, which is higher in saturated fats. And the latest draft definitely sticks with that advice. However, and they do say the U.S. population should be encouraged and guided to consume dietary patterns that are rich in vegetables, fruits, whole grains, seafood, legumes, nuts, and moderate in low and non-fat dairy products. They have always said that care should be taken to minimize the amount of calories from added sugars and high-fat dairy. But recently, the Washington Post pointed out, and as we have here, too, there's a growing body of evidence that contradicts that conventional wisdom on milk and dairy products. Some of our experts say don't even drink any milk at all because milk is for cow babies. And they say stick with almond milk and rice milk and cashew milk and all these other kinds of milk. However, there's a lot of emerging research right now about full-fat dairy versus low-fat or non-fat dairy. And we do know that fat is not the enemy. Fat is certainly good for us. It provides satiety. It provides that feeling of fullness. I give my son whole milk, chocolate milk, after he's done gymnastics. Monounsaturated fats, the type found in olive oil, nuts, you know, those are good for us. We know those are good for us. Polyunsaturated fats found in vegetable oils and some fish are also a good source of omega-3s. So having fat in dairy is just one piece of this puzzle. But when we see what these recommendations come out and say, we're going to learn more and more, because they're even saying, as some things that they've looked at and an analysis that was published in the European Journal of Nutrition found that people who drink whole milk tend to weigh less and have lower rates of obesity than those who opt for low-fat or skim. You know that I've always maintained that people who go for diet soda over just drinking one or two regular sodas every week, keeping it moderate and low in amounts, but those people that swig diet soda all day, you tend to see higher rates of obesity in those people. So I find that very interesting. We're going to see what the USDA has to say in the study that comes out in their new guidelines by the end of this year. And your parents may have told you eating carrots are good for your eyes. Well, a new study suggests that they definitely were onto something. Carotenoids, which are found in carrots, they give that red or orange hues to carrots and sweet potatoes, orange peppers, and some deep greens like spinach, broccoli, and kale, may help ward off age-linked vision, macular degeneration, and some other eyesight issues. So while this new study can't prove the cause and effect, some vision care experts weren't surprised by the findings. They've been telling their patients for years that fruits and vegetable consumptions are very important for eye health. I still maintain to my kids, because, you know, you've heard it long enough that carrots are good for your eyes. And when you hear about vitamin A being good for your eyes and carotenoids, I know it's interesting, but it is good for your eyes. And you know that if you consume more fruits and vegetables and legumes and beans and dairy products, even if they're whole fat, you're going to be healthier as a result. It's all about eating whole foods. It's about eating all the junk in moderation. And that is what we talk about here on Radio MD. We have so many great shows, so scroll around, learn something with us. This is Melanie Cole. We got a great show coming up. Stay tuned.